A cunning trickster indeed. It's nice to have the God of Mischief back in our lives. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Yeah, do 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 you do do do. Bop, 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 bop. Greetings, everybody. Hi, how's your Friday going so far? That's great. Love to hear it. That's fantastic. Oh, you don't say. That is marvelous, you old so-and-so. Mine's doing quite well. Looking forward to a fun weekend this weekend as I continue to return to behavior, as is the before times, because that's the superpower of being vaccinated. And now I get to do stuff again, and it's great. I'm loving it. But one thing that has remained steady throughout all of it is I like Marvel shows, and we got a new one coming. Actually dropped on Wednesday. I think this is going to be the new regular debut date for Disney Plus, their show of their weekly release, whatever they have currently going at the moment. I think they're going to start dropping those on Wednesdays as opposed to Fridays, which they did for Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the Scarlet Witch. They are adjusting for reasons that I don't know. I feel like it has to do with trying to, I don't know, and not to make this about me, but in some small way, allow a little bit more of a media cycle to happen in terms of the discussion about these sort of things as they head into the weekend. But that's just me speculating. I don't really have any proof or evidence as that being the case. But this one, this is the show that I was looking forward to the most in terms of the new releases of the Marvel specific kind of expanded universe shows that Disney was doing post the gigantic Avengers cinematic run that they wrapped up with. A lot of the characters introduced there are continuing here with the same actors portraying them, really just kind of extending it beyond. This Loki one. First of all, Tom Hiddleston as Loki on the short list of my favorite characters from the movies in general. Really love it. I love the character of Loki beyond Hiddleston's portrayal of it, just the kind of the Norse god of mischief, cunning trickster, etc., etc. Always was a fan of that. Even back to the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask, right? The Mask, that mask was, supposedly a representation of Loki, the mischievous one. So I've always liked Loki as a character beyond comic books. I particularly like Hiddleston's portrayal of him in the Marvel things. He has a lot of fun with the character because there's a lot of fun to be had with it. He's kind of an arrogant, pompous, self-entitled person. And those are often really fun to play, especially when you get to ham it up as much as he's been allowed to with the character. The show has much more of a kind of... The template that they seem to be using for this show, because each one of the Marvel shows, they seem to be almost kind of trying to tackle a different genre of television with each one. One isn't necessarily directly lead into the others. There's not a lot of overlap of style in it, right? The Scarlet Witch was a very different looking and feeling show than Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which are both very different feeling and looking than... than Loki. Does it have a fancy name? No, it's just Loki. Than Loki. And, the aesthetic of this is very much kind of noir-esque. It's probably overly used now, but it's kind of dark and it looks like a... it's a very good representation of kind of bureaucracy as kind of the large... plot of this, as far as I can tell. I've only seen the first episode. I'm not going to really do anything that's spoilerific in this discussion of it, so don't feel like you need to avoid it. Because really, there was nothing even really that big to be spoiled in this first episode. But ultimately, that may be a spoiler right there. Sorry if I ruined it for you. I'll try to do better going forward. So they're exploring the creative space of living in a world that has multiple timelines and time travel and, different dimensions and the multiverse. So there is this thing that they have called the Time Variance Authority. They are very bureaucratic in nature and execution, and it is their job to make sure that the timelines don't have any random threads that just kind of are lost loose ends out there. They need to close those down, get resets on the timelines, right? Very much kind of the nerdier, hey, what about if you were to go back in time and encounter yourself, right? They are the answer, kind of the MacGuffin solution. MacGuffin solution's wrong. Like, the deus ex machina solution, kind of the solution from nowhere for a lot of these time travel. What about the different universe problems that get brought up? And they don't really go too in-depth, at least not yet, with how they solve those things, but it's just kind of, I get the sense that it's just kind of a hand wave. Yeah, this is the department that takes care of that. So they pluck Loki out of the fractured timeline that he finds himself on from when we last saw him in the Marvel movies, and they're like, hey, listen, you've been jumping around all sorts of timelines. We gotta correct this, and so then it turns into kind of Loki versus bureaucracy, where Loki, being the very self entitled, pretentious, you know, I am a god, I don't have to follow the rules of men, but he quickly find out that he is not necessarily on Earth proper. Magic and powers don't seem to be as effective, or even not even just as effective. They are downright ineffective, unusable even for at least Loki in this one. But he's the technology they have seems to be, you know, they are the Time Variance Authority, so they probably have access to the technology of the future, which is kind of how they have probably dampened the ability to use various superpowers in their bureaucratic and judicial offices. Owen Wilson kind of plays a he seems to be kind of a detective, investigator sort of guy. And the interplay between Owen Wilson character and Tom Hiddleston's character is just really delightful. And here's just a piece from the trailer that I think really kind of crystallizes the fun back and forth that I hope continues to go on throughout the season.
The timekeepers have built quite the circus. And I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection.
Big metaphor guy.
I love it.
Makes you sound super smart.
I am smart.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
So just the temperament of Owen Wilson as an actor combined. Now he's not just doing a basic character. There's a lot of I think Owen's having some fun with this too, playing kind of a bit more of a serious character than he tends to do in the past, but even then, like, his weird quirky humor and charm kind of comes out through there, and I loved every moment that they shared a screen together. Looking forward to a lot more of their fun kind of banter, as who knows what sort of adventures the rest of the series has in store for them. But I like the exploration of, let's try to see if we can, you know, dig a little deeper in the silliness of the multiverse, how we kind of try to keep things on a track that makes sense, how things are connected. And the actors involved, the performance, the feel of it, right? The Time Variance Authority world that he gets pulled into, while set in a very futuristic city, the building itself seems to be very like 1970s windowless office sort of building type scenario. So the whole feel of it, just really, really dig it. Has some weird Blade Runner vibes to it as well. Can't really crystallize what that is, other than just kind of the futuristic world and the concept of kind of like time cop sort of thing. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. Really, really happy to have watched the first one. Can't wait to see the next one. I think after one episode, this is already my favorite of the Marvel shows. And while I did enjoy Scarlet Witch and Falcon Winter Soldier quite a bit, none of them really scratched my itches the way that this particular show seems to do, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here. So hope you have a good weekend lined up, as I do, having some more fun with friends. I don't know if I'll go out and do any sort of golfing proper like I did yesterday. That was good. Hadn't played in a couple, actually probably more than a month at this point, which was one of the only ways I actually got outside during the whole quarantine time. But I hope you have a great one lined up this weekend. Reach out to some loved ones. Say hello. Say nice to see you. Miss you if you haven't seen them in a while. Hey, it's nice to be nice every once in a while. So check it out. And other than all that, I feel like I'm giving you too much homework. So I'll just wrap it up with this. Until next time, have a good time.